With this KLEM Sports Update for this Tuesday, July 14th, I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Coming up tonight here on KLEM Radio with online audio at KLEM1410.com, we're sending one of our baseball teams to the state tournament potentially as a Class 1A sub-state final comes your way from Algona. It pits the Galen Catholic Jays against the Newman Catholic Knights in a battle of top seeds out of their district. Our coverage will start at 6:45 from Algona. First pitch is set for 7 o'clock between Newman Catholic and Galen Catholic. Can catch the sub-state final only right here on KLEM Radio with online audio at KLEM1410.com. Well, and yesterday was the day to send softball teams to the state tournament. Class 1A and 2A regional finals were taking place. And in Fonda, in Class 1A Region 6, the 10th-ranked Remsen St. Mary softball team advanced to the state tournament for the fifth time in 6 years with a 10-4 win over Newell Fonda. The Hawks were able to get offensive production all up and down the lineup, including from Neely Bacon, their pitcher. Bacon went 4-for-4 with 3 RBIs at the plate, and then in the circle went 7 innings, allowing 7 hits, 4 runs, and striking out 4 batters. Mia Mackin went 4-for-5 with a pair of doubles. She had 4 runs scored and an RBI. Sophia Harpinaw went 1-for-4 with 2 RBIs, and Hallie Bunkers went 2-for-5 with an RBI. Remsen St. Mary's head coach Erica Bates says this win was extra special because her team battled adversity all throughout the season and came out stronger because of it.
I'm just so unbelievably proud of them. I think they did an amazing job. They showed up, they showed out, and I just think like this team has been through so much adversity, and just for these girls to be able to have this moment is so huge. I'm so proud of them.
And, of course, it's well documented that some of that adversity began all the way back in November when the Remsen St. Mary's girls basketball team had a bus accident early on in the season. Grace Gallus was involved in that accident and had to heavily recover from her injuries. And she said after the game that she was just grateful to be playing in this big of a game.
It's truly like before the game we're doing mental preparation, and like I was just like, no matter how the game goes, you're here. November, you wouldn't believe you're here. So it's just like soak it up, enjoy it, play your best, and whatever happens, happens, and that happened in our favor. So you can't complain.
No, it was certainly a great night for the Hawks. And Neely Bacon, of course, in a unique spot, being from Storm Lake and going to Storm Lake St. Mary. She actually pitched in the same conference that Newell Fonda was a part of, in the Twin Lakes Conference, when she was pitching for Storm Lake St. Mary's. Now, those matchups with Storm Lake St. Mary's never went Bacon's way prior, so she said she was motivated by all those losses in her previous contests in her high school career to Newell Fonda to pitch well with Remsen St. Mary's.
I was telling the girls, I mean, I've never won a game against them in my life, and this is the only one that mattered, so I'm just super grateful. And obviously, I couldn't have done it without the defense behind me and everyone working hard, everyone playing for each other, and everyone just putting their head down and grinding.
Offensively, the Hawks, as I said earlier, were clicking on all cylinders. They had 16 hits. Everybody got on base in some form or another. And Coach Bates says the Hawks were just well prepared for whatever they were going to see offensively.
When we were doing batting before we came here, we knew she was going to kind of push outside right away. Luckily, we saw Kingsley, who was pushing inside on Friday. So we got to see that inside pitch and then working on the outside today. So then they were really well-rounded coming into the game.
Remsen St. Mary's advancing to the state tournament. They are a Class 1A participant with a 24-4 record. And they'll play Monday, July 20th next week at 6:45 in their opening round in the evening against the Gales of Fort Dodge St. Edmund. Wouldn't you know it, they played earlier on this year in the CYO tournament. They played in a region final last year. And Remsen St. Mary's will play Fort Dodge St. Edmund again Monday night at 6:45. Depending on the outcome of that game, we'll determine when they play again on Tuesday. If they lose, they'll play at 3 o'clock on Tuesday. If they win, they'll play at 5:15. Of course, so we'll keep you up to date on all of the happenings when it comes to state softball next week. Also yesterday, in Class 2A in Region 6, the 10th-ranked Hinton softball team advanced to state for the first time in 16 years with a 7-1 win over West Lyon. Addison Dunkel helped get the party started early in Larchwood, going 2-for-4 with a double, a homer, and an RBI. Kayla Cypersma batted well. She went 2-for-5 with an RBI and pitched even better, going 7 innings, allowing 3 hits, a run, and striking out 3 batters. Caden Smith went 1-for-4 with an RBI, and Becca Lars went 1-for-3 with an RBI as well. And we spoke with Hinton head coach Jennifer Jacobs-List after the contest last night, and she said the moment special after the program waited 16 years since 2010 to get back to Fort Dodge.
It's just one of those surreal moments where, you know, Brian and I have been coaching here now for 11 years, and we've had a lot of heartbreak in the postseason. So just seeing success and seeing all the time and work and all the teams that came before this team, you know, and all the work that they put in, just to see that kind of come to fruition and see it pay off, just incredibly blessed to be a Blackhawk today.
Of course, after the first couple of rounds of the regional tournament, it rains true once again that Hinton pitching was so good during the postseason. They allowed 3 runs in the regional quarterfinal to Central Lyon. They shut out Sioux Central in the semifinal and then held the defending runner-up in Class 2A to just 1 run last night. Of course, Cypersma was the big catalyst last night, but Coach Jacobs-List says the pitching staff as a whole, including C.J. Bader, was phenomenal this postseason.
She was just being herself and trusting her defense to make outs and throwing the ball over the plate when we needed her to and mixing it up the way that she knows how to do. And, you know, C.J. had an amazing game on Friday, and Kayla came out tonight and pitched this way for us. So just incredibly proud of that girl. You know, somebody who hasn't been a star in any other sport that we've gone to state in this year, she comes out and does so well. And you could say the exact same thing about CJ. So we're just so proud of our pitchers and the effort that they give and the time that they put in.
Certainly a large reason why the Blackhawks are going to state. And this caps a school year in which Hinton had so many successes in girls sports. They were state runner-up finishers in both girls basketball and volleyball. They also had a state cross-country qualifier on the girls side. They had state qualifiers in girls wrestling. The girls golf team made it to state, and numerous girls track state qualifiers as well. Coach Jacobs-List says she is so proud of the school and the community that supports her athletes.
For a 2A school to send kids in every single sport and to send teams in almost every sport is just, it's absolutely amazing. It's a testament to the kids that we have here and the work that they put in. It's a testament to our community and our parents and our coaching staff. I truly believe that we have one of the best ones in the state and just so lucky to be a part of it.
That's a fantastic win. Again, a final score of 7-1 over West Lyon. Hinton will head to state with a very impressive record as a Class 2A team, 26-4. Now, we mentioned Hinton is the number 10 ranked team in the state, but there were a number of upsets in Class 2A, including the fact that there are 2 unranked teams that made it to state. So the Blackhawks have actually moved up to the number 5 seed, where they will play on Monday afternoon at 12:15. And as the 5 seed, they'll take on a very familiar opponent now in all of their many trips to state. They'll take on the Regals of Iowa City Regina. They've played them in volleyball, they've played them in basketball, and now they're going to play on the softball diamond as well. Again, that is Monday afternoon at 12:15 in Fort Dodge. If the Blackhawks win that game, they'll go into a winner's contest at 12:15 on Tuesday. Should they lose that game, they'll play bright and early Tuesday morning at 10 o'clock. And we'll keep you up to date, of course, as that tournament goes along. Of course, it's a new double elimination format, so we'll be experiencing a lot of new things at the state softball tournament this year. Some other regional softball final scores from yesterday in Class 1A Region 4. 4th-ranked West Monona beat Woodbury Central by a final of 15-7 in 6 innings. And West Monona earns the 4 seed. They'll take on Southeast Warren Monday afternoon at 2:15. And then in Class 2A Region 5, Ridgeview down Lawton Bronson in dominating fashion, 12-2 in 4 innings. And Ridgeview earns the 7 seed. They'll play Monday afternoon at 2:30 against Durant in the opening round of the softball state tournament. Also yesterday was some softball, some baseball sub-state semifinals yesterday. Class 3A sub-state 1, top seed and 8th-ranked MOC Floyd Valley shut out Sioux Center by a final of 11-0 in 5 innings. And the Dutchman will play Sergeant Bluff Luton in the sub-state final as the Warriors shut out Bishop Heelan by a final score of 4-0. Then in Class 4A sub-state 1, second seed Lewis Central advances to take on Sioux City East tomorrow as they defeated Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln last night 16-5 in 5 innings. Those baseball and softball scores can be found right now on our website at KLEM1410.com. Let's take a look now at the sports schedule for today. As we already talked about, softball got to punch their ticket to state yesterday. Baseball teams now get to do the same in Class 1A and 2A. Let's give you the rundown of sub-state finals across the area. Starting in Class 1A and sub-state 1, Logan Magnolia takes on Remsen St. Mary's today. That is in Sioux City at East High School. Keep in mind, that's actually a 5 o'clock start tonight in Sioux City. In Class 1A sub-state 2, our contest tonight takes us to Algona, where Galen Catholic will take on Mason City Newman Catholic. Our coverage starts at 6:45. First pitch is at 7 o'clock tonight between the Jays and the Knights in the rematch of a state quarterfinal in 2006. A rematch 20 years in the making, if you will. Class 2A Substate 1, the Hinton baseball team is in action in Sheldon tonight. They take on a one-loss West Lions squad. That should be a tough matchup. See if the Blackhawks can get it done. Other Substate Substate finals of note, excuse me. Ridgeview battles Grundy Center in Boone in Class 2A Substate 7. And in Class 2A Substate 8, Unity Christian takes on Underwood in the late game in Sioux City at East High School. Then in softball regional final action in Class 4A Region 3, Bishop Heelan is in action at Fort Dodge. Well, for more sports news, be sure to check out our website, KLEM1410.com. You can also follow us on Twitter for up-to-date sports news and notes. We are at KLEM Sports on Twitter. And make sure you tune in tonight to a tremendous sub-state final that we have on tap for you. Galen Catholic takes on Newman Catholic in a Class 1A sub-state final. Again, our coverage starts from Algona at 6:45, first pitch at 7. Can catch the contest only right here on KLEM Radio. Well, this has been your Tuesday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.